USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are continued signs of encouragement in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Nearby New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says that state is seeing progress in the fight against COVID-19, citing the number of cases they're starting to see in Bergen County, which has been a hotspot.
That's where it hit first, and the fact that that's beginning to show that shade, please God, it continues to, and we get other counties that continue to clock over. Those are good early signs.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying even after the pandemic ends, it could be a while before America gets back to normal.
When we really start to get back to a sense of normalcy will be when we have a vaccine.
New figures from a human resources provider called Gusto show layoffs spiked by more than 1,000% in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.